Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello and welcome to Ashton in Makerfield. I'm Luca from the Loadseaters reporting on the ground here, and we're going to be going door to door canvassing today with Restore Britain patriots and activists on the ground to get a flavour for what the public concerns are for the people of Makerfield, the issues that they're going to be deciding their vote on the doorstep, and also hopefully as well getting an idea of how they feel about the general state of Britain right now and society as a whole as well. So looking forward to getting out there, and we'll come back to you with some good interviews. Hello and welcome to this interview with political commentator Lucy White. Lucy, you travelled up last night, didn't you? And you've come here to join us for the campaigning around Makerfield and knocking on the doors and getting the message out. You also were telling me before we went live that you spoke to Restore Britain candidate Rebecca Shepherd. So tell me, what were your impressions of meeting Rebecca Shepherd this morning?
Well, I'd say Rebecca Shepherd is very authentic. That's the main impression I got across. She's very concerned about women's safety. And she said to me, actually, she said, "Lucy, I'm so glad you're here because we need more women in politics, quite frankly. Women's safety is a key issue. And why would women vote for policies that allow these dangerous men into our country? Because, of course, men are impacted, as we've seen with the beheading, attempted beheading situation in Belfast. But, of course, women have suffered a lot from a lot of cases of rapes over the last however many decades. But going back to this particular case of the attempted beheading of a man in Belfast, well, this lunatic was from Sudan. He was an illegal migrant from Sudan who Robert Jenrick and Suella Braverman, they oversaw that he had legality through a visa in our country lasting 5 years. And this was only granted in 2023. And what's of utmost importance for the voters of Makerfield to understand is that Suella and Robert Jenrick are in reform. So why on earth would anyone vote for reform when they are the ones that brought in such Sudanese migrants who are on the streets killing our people? And of course, Labour. How could anyone vote for Labour, for Andy Burnham, after this party has allowed the Pakistani rape gangs to happen for decades? And when in fact, it is Rupert Lowe and Restore Britain who are the only party that have actually done a rape gang inquiry and that will actually deport millions of these dangerous migrants. I'm not happy to be in a country where I don't feel safe, and nor are you, and nor are the voters of Makerfield, having spoken to them this morning. And so I strongly believe, and I genuinely believe, Restore Britain is the only way we can democratically get ourselves out of this mess. We saw the riots in Belfast. We've seen the protests up and down the country. No one wants to live like this. And so Restore Britain is the only way we can democratically get our way out of this situation.
And do you get this this feeling that, based on everything you're saying about the fact that you obviously have Labour being entirely captured by the establishment, and certainly that Reform have taken in a lot of establishment figures, does this point to the fact that with Rebecca Shepherd being kept off of the panel at the local Makerfield Question Time event, that actually the establishment realised that there is something to be kept at bay here that's truly meaningful with Restore Britain?
Yes, I mean, my first impression was, how can BBC Question Time have the Liberal Democrat candidate and the Tory candidate when they are polling much lower than Restore Britain? It just tells you that they have decided to deliberately exclude Restore Britain because I think it's because they see Restore as a threat to themselves. Rupert has actively said he believes the BBC should be defunded because they are a contained establishment media which put out vicious lies to the British public. And so on one hand, you could say, well, at least Restore Britain is not having to associate with the BBC because, you know, I don't think they can be trusted. But on the other hand, yes, it does signal that the fact that Restore Britain was not invited is because the BBC is threatened. The BBC know that Restore Britain is not some little pop-up party. It is the real deal. They have seen the results in Great Yarmouth, where we won 10 out of 10 of the seats that we stood for. But not only did we win, we could have halved the votes that we had and still won. We won by a landslide. And so essentially, I think they see Makerfield. They know that we're a new party. And so that they know that the polling is not going to be accurate. They know that Restore Britain will tap in to voters who have never voted before or who have been too disillusioned by the establishment to vote in recent decades. And so I do believe we're going to see a surge of people coming out in Makerfield and voting for Restore Britain because they are absolutely fed up with the establishment. They are fed up of seeing what happened to Henry Novak, what happened in Belfast, what happened with Axel Rudi Cabana. The list goes on and on and on. They've had enough. And as I said, this is the only way to democratically get out of this nightmare that we're living in. It's this reality is so extreme that we need real change. And the BBC knows that the real change offered is only offered by Restore Britain. And that's why Restore was excluded from Question Time.
And what's your impression been then so far on the ground today?
I'd say it's been very welcoming, to be honest with you. We've had lots of cars and lorries and vans honking at us with support. We've had thumbs up. We've had people cheering us on. It's just been delightful. You come to a pub, people are just more than happy to welcome you with open arms. They're just happy that we're here on the ground. We've had, you know, people know Restore Britain. They know who we are. They recognise us. And they're just grateful. Honestly, I think the word is grateful. They're just grateful that we're here because they know that we are offering real change. And that is what they have been missing for the last goodness knows how many decades.
Wonderful. Well, Lucy, thank you for your time and good luck campaigning out there.
Yes, so we still have another week to go, but I think the momentum is here. We've got everything to play for. And I strongly believe, you know, this weekend we're going to have a large number of supporters on the ground. And I believe with that, all the way running up to the 18th of June, we're going to shock the establishment. They won't see this coming.
Well, we certainly hope so. Well, it's now the Wednesday evening. We've been going about door to door. People have been warmly received with smiles here and there. Obviously, there's many posters about in people's windows. We've seen Reform, we've seen Restore, we've seen Labour, of course. And but one of the things that I think has been most interesting for me and what I've found here as I've been going about is not necessarily the banner of one party or another, but just as I've been going about the streets, seeing how many flags there are from the lampposts, from people's windows, atop of houses, outside of pubs, on fences. Just England flags and Britain flags all over the place. And so it's clear that there is a very proud sense of patriotism here in Makerfield, which, like everything else with the flag campaign, is not being addressed by the establishment. Hello, I'm here in the Bryn Community Centre, and I'm here speaking to John. Now, John, you're from Wigan originally.
And yeah, I've lived in Wigan all my life up to about 3 years ago, moved up to Safe Lakes, but I'm still connected to the community with family and friends and that, and, you know, care about this place a lot.
Yeah. And you were saying to me as well before we started recording the interview that you're obviously going to you've come down to campaign for Restore Britain, and that this is your first time really getting involved in politics in that way before. So can I ask, what was it about Restore Britain that made you, you know, sort of answer that call and want to get involved in such a way?
Well, I watch politics a lot on TV, on YouTube and whatever. But then, you know, I've heard Rupert Law speak of he can't do it alone and we all need to do our bit. And it resonated with me. And I think, yeah, you're right. You know, if you can do something, you've got to just try and do a little bit somehow. And I thought, I've got to try and get down. I'm going on holiday next week. I can't do it next week. It's got to be today. So I'm here.
And of the things that Rupert Lowe has been saying, what is it about his message that's been cutting through with you? What are the issues that he's speaking to specifically that you feel that the other candidates, such as Rob Kenyon and, of course, the Tories and Andy Burnham, are not speaking to?
Well, the same old to me. I mean, Rupert Lowe... He's speaking honestly, and you get the feeling that you can trust the man just by listening to him. His opening video when they launched Restore, it sent tingles down your spine. It made you feel passionate about the things he was saying. The thing to me is my generation. I'm nearly 60 now. I've not really looked after custodians of the country when I was growing up, and I've got a young lad now. I'm an old dad, but I've got a young lad, and I just think it just drives me to try and do something. We want to pass this country on somewhat like how we found it, and at the moment it's nowhere near.
And have you been having many conversations where you're now living and, locally around here in Wigan, that you feel like it's actually been resonating with other people as well, that the message is cutting through?
Yeah, 100%. I've played rugby all my life, and I've coached rugby, and I'm still in touch with lots of my rugby friends, and we have a WhatsApp group. And everybody, all my mates in that group, a lot of them are a lot younger than me, but, we're all on the same page of it's Restore and what's going wrong in the country as well. We're all on the same page, really.
And when you say what's going wrong in the country, are there any particular things that stand out to you that you feel like are the most anxiety-inducing?
Well, where do you start? I mean, there's Rachel Reeves and a fantasy finance situation. Right. We're spending more than we can afford every year, and they just think they can print more money or get more and borrow more money. Somebody's got to pay for it, and it probably won't be me, but our kids and whatever. That's a disaster. The immigration situation is an absolute disaster. You see things every week on the TV, from the terrible, shocking scenes we saw in Ireland yesterday, but that could have been just around the corner here or anywhere in the country, because you don't know where these people are. They've no right to be here. They shouldn't be here, and they should go. And that's, those are the things that drive me, but many other things as well,
And on the issue that, going back to what you were saying about Rupert being someone that actually inspires trust, is that also something as well that, because of course a party is more than just one man, it's of course all of the people that the leader surrounds himself with, and it's all the people who are obviously on the ground campaigning as well. So I was just wondering, in terms of what you've seen of the character of other people surrounding Restore Britain, whether or not they give you confidence as well.
Yeah, 100%. I watched many different people who were associated with Restore, the Harrison Pitts or Conor Tomlinson, and you see that they're speaking from the heart, and they might get things wrong sometimes, but they I'm sure they do it from a genuine point of view, that gives you faith that if they did actually get some power, that they would follow through on what they're trying to achieve for the British people,
Yeah, definitely. And one last question for you then, which is that what sort of an outcome in the Makerfield election would you consider to be a success for Restore Britain? Do you think that success is winning outright? Do you think success is just being the underdog and surprising everyone and getting a result above what people were expecting? Or how far do you think it can go?
Well, that's part of the reason I won't be down here and knock on some doors and actually find out for myself before, what is the feedback that people are getting? Because obviously you hear on YouTube, the reception's fantastic. I don't know, maybe getting into double figures of a percentage would shock people. And it's about people seeing that, oh, wow, Restore are coming up. They're from nowhere 6 months ago to getting 12-14%. There's been talk of 24% on the doorstep. That would be absolutely unbelievable. But I mean, I've lived in Wigan all my life, and there's Labour people here, very strong Labour, no matter what happens. If they said the Labour policy was they're going to screw your front door shop shut and set your house on fire, they'd probably still vote for Labour, you know. And that's it. They're just like, yeah, I vote Labour, you know, and I've talked to them all my life. Some of them are my friends, right. You know. But, they're just like, my granddad voted Labour, I voted my dad, and they're committed that way, and that's the way a lot of them are. So we are up against it in this borough. It's always been Wigan, no matter what. But to get things to change as much as they have is still a good result for Restore in this area.
Well, John, thank you for your time.
Well, I'm here at the end of the day for Wednesday. I've been out around a number of streets now and community centres, met some of the wonderful activists on the ground for Restore Britain. And one thing that's absolutely clear from a first impression is the passion and dedication with which these men are going about. Naturally, as you might understand, Wednesday is one of the quieter days of canvassing and campaigning. But come the weekend and, you know, the days rolling on, based on the flavour of energy we've got today, I think we're in for good things ahead. Hello, I'm here with Matt Slocum of Restore Britain. You've been at this for quite a while now, haven't you, helping Rupert get together and actually helping to put together the policy document on British pubs. Yep. And so I was just hoping to ask you a question or two about how that message is being received in pubs around Makerfield.
Yeah, I mean, it was an absolute honour to, you know, help the team produce our pub policy document. I've 25 years experience behind bars, so it's just crucial to the lifeblood of Britain, the pub. It's quite simple. It's where we celebrate, it's where we commiserate, it's where we laugh and cry. And we really will be crying if the British pub is lost. It is vital. And just the knock-on effect for all communities, societies, it's not just a pint of beer. It's where people go to, you know, just to be part of a society. So it's vital and, you know, evident in Makerfield. Unfortunately, there are too many pubs shut. It's great to be in a lovely garden with one that's still open in the sunshine after a good day on the door. So, you know, but I was took out Rebecca, our fantastic candidate, local candidate, and took a couple of the pubs last Sunday, actually, and just rang ahead, make sure the landlords had time to speak to us. And I was really, really taken, actually, that a lot of, some real heartland areas where you think it would be sort of all Labour, and they were like, no, come on in, it'd be nice to speak to you. And then we gave them lots of time, explain what we were going to try and do locally, and also obviously explaining our pub policy nationally. And they were very receptive to it, and they liked what Rebecca had to say. And yeah, it was really well received and very interesting. They all said, Rebecca, please come back and see our customers. And again, knowing what it's like for a landlord or a landlady to put their, you know, to put it out there and to sort of say to people, because politics and pubs, they're always spoken about, but as someone who is involved, you've got to be careful sometimes about what, you know, what you do say, because you are worried about the effect it's going to have on your business. And I think that happens in businesses everywhere, actually, people putting their hand up and their head up and, you know, saying what they think is wrong and the effect that has. So it was really welcoming that those publicans were really open to those chats, and yeah, very welcoming and liked to hear what we had to say. So yeah, very pleased how it went down.
Also, as well, from my experience, often when you go into a pub, you can't help but catch on your ear just the sound of some table somewhere discussing current affairs, discussing politics, you know, getting a temperature for the mood of the country. And so I was just wondering as well if you thought that amongst all of this as well, that this is some of the reason why Labour and, you know, the Tories have been so negligent in terms of the state of the pub over those years, because they perhaps don't like people coming together to discuss political issues of our day.
Well, it seems like there's I guess if you put on your tinfoil hat or something, or go down the odd rabbit hole, you think, why don't they want us to congregate? Why don't they want us to all get together and plot and scheme? Haven't the best plots and schemes been, you know, from D-Day invasions to failed plots to blow up Parliament? They've all been done in the pub, haven't they? No, look, I've said for a long time, I think the policies, especially that Restore Britain have put up, they're solving the problems that the British people have been moaning about over the bar, certainly my bar, for 15, 20 years. They are the issues every day, every 4:30, 5 o'clock. They come back stressed from work. The issues, the problems we face every day. It's, you know, every pub is a parliament, full stop. And those moans and groans, they're everywhere. They're in every pub over the land. And Restore have now got policies, not just around the pub, but the major issues that are facing the country. We're sorting those out. We have policies that are actually going to change it. And they need to be wholesale changes. You know, that's hence Restore. That's right. What has to happen. And we'll start at the pubs if necessary. But no, you know, these policies are out there and they're the moans that people have had for a long, long time. So vote Restore Britain and we can make some changes.
Wonderful. And one last question, if I may, as regards to the slew of policies that, of course, Restore Britain are proposing. You've, of course, been out in Makerfield for since the beginning of the campaign, haven't you, going about? And so would you tell me a bit about how you felt that they've been received on the door and whether or not you're encouraged by the reception?
I've been tremendously encouraged by the reception. I think, you know, Mr. Burnham chose his seat for a reason. You know, he wanted to be anointed, I think, as the King of the North. And I don't think that's gone down particularly well with a lot of the voters, actually. Well, if you become my MP, we were quite happy with the last one, I think, as quite a few people have said. You know, is he going to be here? What's he going to do? Yeah, I don't think that's going down particularly well. And what's also been apparent is a lot of people have sort of gone, no, I'm not happy with that. I was going to go reform. But I've now done a bit of digging around in there and I'm not too keen on what I'm seeing there either. And then when we talk about the option of Restore and Rebecca locally and then what Rupert and the party are planning for our national policies, they resonate very well. So I think it's all about, like everything for our movement now, is people need to be brave and they need to put their hand up, put their head above the parapet and say, no, I'm going to vote for something I genuinely believe in and I genuinely think will restore Great Britain.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for your insights.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.